Good.
She's just up for a lunch.
Yeah. And your son's name is?
James.
James, yeah.
James, yeah.
Well, am I disturbing you now from having lunch?
No. I'm going back to work, anyway.
Are you? Yeah, okay. So we were just talking about those houses, James, down at the flat field, you know, the meadow.
Yeah.
There's no memory of who the people were that lived in those houses. Yeah.
Just the ruins are there.
But when you were, you ploughed that field, surely, did you?
Did
you find anything?
No.
Never found it?
No, they're not actually in the field, they're kind of in on the side.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of rough, what you call rough ground.
And did you ever find anything when you were working away in
the field? Never.
Yeah.
Never. We never found anything at all. Now, I'd say it was a field that was reclaimed years ago.
Yeah. That's right. Do you remember your father reclaiming land, you know, kind of improving the land by shifting stones and...
Not really. No, the only thing now he'd be doing would be he'd be doing away with ferns, you know, which would cover a large portion of the land. But that there was never stones like that in our land.
The sheep farming that went on, I'd be very interested to know the living that he was making out of the sheep. Did he actually... Do you remember a spinning wheel here, for example?
No.
They didn't cart wool or anything?
No, no, it was all sold. The wool was sold, yeah.
But do you remember the sheep shearing that went on at the...
I do, yes.
Yeah.
There'd be a big crowd here shearing the sheep. And my mother would prepare the dinner for them. Probably be a ham bought for the sheep shearing day, because there could be anything up to six men there shearing.
And it was all hand shearing, of course.
Oh, yeah. So, well, it wasn't all hand shearing. There was a neighbour of ours at that time who had got a shearing machine which you turned by handle, you know. It worked by turning a handle. But it was a sheep shearing machine which was quicker than the hand shearing.
My goodness. This was worked without electricity, obviously.
Oh,
was
no electricity, no, but it took two people. The man that was shearing the sheep, and there had to be somebody else turning the handle, which I'd done hundreds of times.
Did you?
I turned the handle, yeah.
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 And how many sheep would be shorn in a... How long would it take to go through the 300 sheep that were there?
Well, it would be done in a day. Well, you know, they'd be brought in off the hill and they mightn't be all found. So there could be anything up to 10, 12 or maybe 15 would still be out. But no, it was just one day shearing at that time.
Was the ground, the hills, was it commonage or was it kind of fenced off?
No, it was ours. It's not fenced off now. Part of it, we have fenced it now. But no, it's not commonage. No.
So were the sheep marked then?
Yeah, they were branded with a JM.
What was put on them? It was JM.
JM, yeah. Mm. It was actually what they called pitch at that time.
Yeah.
It was a black thing. You had to boil it up to get it into a liquid, you know. And then they were branded with a JM and there was an earmark put in the rear.
Oh, I see. And so your dad's name was...
James.
It was James, yeah. And I would imagine to cart the sheep, to cart the wool down in. Who was he selling the wool to?
He sold it to Craigie's in Smithfield. And you packed it. You had five or six packs, you see, from 300 sheep. So there was a neighbour of ours had a lorry, and he brought the wool in.
Yeah. And so there was a big lorry that would come up here then and all the wool would be packed into that.
Exactly.
And brought down. The quality of the wool, I'm sure it was excellent coming from the hills here, was it? It must have been.
It wouldn't be because sheep would be rubbing under banks of turf, which would leave some of it very dirty and black. Now, sometimes the sheep would be washed. There was a place down there in the river where they were washed. Big pond was made in the river, and they'd be washed. And then you got more money for the washed wool than you got for the unwashed wool.
Okay, so that was another task that had to be carried out.
It was, yeah.
Bring them through the river.
Putting them through the river, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this was all done before your time, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're going way back.
Yeah.
And so in those days, I mean, there was there couldn't have been much communication with here. For example, you didn't have a telephone up here or electricity or...
No, we'd nothing like that at all. No. But you were always in communication with the neighbours around the place.
Where was your nearest neighbour?
Our nearest neighbour was just on the opposite side of the road, people named Stubbs. They were gamekeepers to Guinness's in Tobraddon.
Right, and they would be what, about a mile away? You're about a mile in off the road.
Well, if you walked right round the road, they were exactly a mile away, but then we had a short cut across there, which just took you 5 minutes to go there.
Oh, I see.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Guinnesses owned land up here as well?
The Guinnesses owned the land on the far side of the road now, where you see that forest on that mountain as you come in our avenue and you look across at that hill. That was Guinness's. But the forestry owned it now. The forestry department owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you always felt you were in touch with someone that you had... I mean, if you were in trouble or if something happened...
We were always in touch with the neighbours, and there was always neighbours coming and going
into
the house. Yeah, yeah.
And so the... Could you describe what it was like here? I mean, there was candlelight or a gas light, or was there in the house? Or did you...
it was... I never remember candles now, but paraffin oil lamps... And then in very latter years, we got gas lights in before we got electricity. And we still have the gas lights there. I never took them out. Up there, one.
Oh.
Another one up there. So when there's a power failure, I still have light.
You do, and you have the old black range with the Stanley, the Stanley number one, I'd say.
Yeah, you can't get them now at all.
No, yeah, and a big lovely fire blazing away.
Yeah.
And you had your own turf as well, I'm sure, with the mountain.
Well, during my childhood, we didn't have turf. I think perhaps maybe my father didn't have time to cut it. I don't know, we always burned coal and coke. And then... When the war years came, we did cut turf, you know. And we burnt that then until coal came back, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So during your childhood days then, do you remember, I mean, it was the hungry 30s now we're talking about. We're also talking, there was still a lot, the country was relatively new, you know,
I know.
We were after the signing of the treaty.
Yes.
And you were living in a republic.
Yes.
Was there any trouble? Was there any...
No, there was never trouble up here. Never. Nor in my childhood now, I never felt that there was anything out of the ordinary happening or anything else. And I went to school over in Glencullen to the national school there. And I had friends there who used to come up here to visit, and I'd go to their houses to visit, and I never felt that I was isolated even.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I would imagine because it's so isolated and so quiet up here that there would be some drilling or, you know, soldiers up here.
No, we never had that. In latter years now, I suppose would have been the 1940s, would it have been? Yeah, it was during the 1940s. Well, we called them IRA men. They used to camp down here in the Pine Forest. And they never gave any trouble or anything here. They'd come up here every evening, one or two of them would come up to get milk. But never gave trouble. And I can remember as well, as if it was only yesterday, my father was ill in bed. And we had 2 fields of hay down, ready to go up in cocks that time. There was no bales or anything. And this man from this camp down here in the Pine Forest came up this morning, and he asked my mother, would she mind if he brought the men up to do the hay? Of course, she said she wouldn't, because she didn't know what to do with it, because my father was sick in bed. Mm-hmm. And they came up, I think there was 10 of them came, and by evening they had the 2 fields of hay made.
Really? My goodness.
But they never interfered with us, nor never had any trouble. They just came in, got the milk, and I can distinctly remember, because my mother and father talked about it often, how good they were to come and put that hay up in Cox.
So this would have been in the 1940s then, would it? Around that time?
Yeah, it would have been the very early 40s.
Early
40s, yes. Yeah.
That's interesting. So you would have remembered them in uniform or with clothes? Or,
oh, no, they hadn't uniforms. No, they just ordinary clothes.
Really?
Yeah. Ordinary clothes. The only thing that gave you an inkling that they had anything to do with, well, I suppose an army, would be they marched to Mass in Glencullen on a Sunday morning.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they marched to Mass, but not in uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no uniforms.
That's interesting. And were they ever, I mean, was there any Free State soldiers coming up here, or was there any police or at least Garda?
Nobody ever took a bit of notice of them.
Did they not?
Never. Not that I know of anyway, you know. And they never seemed to be disturbed. They'd camp there all the summer.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But going back again in time, did your father, was your father involved at any stage with the, you know, during the Troubles, during the 1916, 1922?
No.
Or your mother?
No. Neither of them. No.
Really? So what kind of, would they have been Fianna Fáilers or Fine Gaelers all through their years?
I think they were Fine Gaelers. Now, at the time, I didn't take much interest, to be quite honest. I might as well tell you the truth, I wasn't a bit interested. But I think they were Fine Gael. They'd vote for Fine Gael.
Would they know?
Yeah.
So they were Collins's supporters?
I'd say so. But I never heard them discussing it very much. Or they weren't really political people, if you know what I mean.
Or the time of Duffy, General Duffy, the Blue Shirts, do you remember any of that?
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I know I've heard it mentioned, but I can't ever remember any debate or talk about it, you know.
At that time,
No.
So, you know, a lot of people would have experienced... James, would you close out the doors? I can hear the noise. Or maybe it's coming from the fire, is it?
It's the kettle. I can hold it back.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? Sorry.
That's the kettle.
Oh, it is, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, that kettle is the big old black kettle, you know, that used to hang off the crane.
I have instant hot water there if I want it, you see.
Yeah, forever. I mean,
it's always there.
Yeah, and they must have been there in your father's and your grandfather's time as well.
No, well, them two kettles weren't, no. That kettle there belonged to my mother-in-law, my husband's mother.
Yeah.
That one. And a friend of mine gave me that big kettle over there about 30 years ago. Yeah.
So, tell me, did you witness the road being... I mean, there was no road out there. The road I came this morning, I mean, I'm sure it was only a dirt track through the mountains, was it? Or
no.
It was always tarred.
It was always the same in my memory as it is today.
Tarred?
Tarred. Yeah. Oh, yeah, tarred. Yeah, yeah.
Was it?
Mm, always hard.
But I would imagine very little traffic. Was there going, or would there be?
Not an awful lot of traffic, you know, unless anyone round the house or around the area had a car, you know. There was neighbours of ours over there. They had a stone quarry out in Glen Cree. Now they had a car and they had lorries.
Oh, of course. And, I mean, the quarry would have been quite active. And
yeah.
Lot of
granite quarry.
Yeah. Mm. Now the road into your house here, so I mean the Boraheen up along, mm-hmm. It's fine now. Like it's clean and there's no potholes and it's tarred.
Yeah.
But was it? How was that always the way in?
It wasn't always tarred as you see it now, but it was always a good roadway in. There was never potholes or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like, we always used a horse and trap here, you see. So it had to be kept in good repair.
Right. So of course, everything was done with horse, wasn't it? The ploughing and the
yeah, everything was done by horse then. There was no such thing as tractors or anything else. Yeah.
So often the time that you would have been in the trap going to mass and going into town. Mm. And
Yeah.
Would that be often, you know, to travel in to get provisions and...
No, well, we never had to travel to get provisions. We dealt in workers of the Yellow House. They had a grocery shop, and they delivered the groceries here by van.
So there was virtually no need then to ever...
No, unless you wanted to go to buy clothes or something like that, shoes or things like that, you didn't have to go into town.
Yeah.
But we did go into town. I can remember going in with my mother to town, quite constant, actually. Yeah.